You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, in Prime Minister Bill English's State of the Nation speech yesterday, he announced a major policy to boost the police force by more than 1,000 extra police staff. 95BFM reporter Leroy Martin spoke to Green Party criminal justice spokesperson David Clendon about this new policy.
I think it's no question that the government has realised that they need to move on this issue. It has been obvious for at least the last 18 months that the police have been under-resourced, particularly in rural areas. Even as recently as a couple of months ago, the government was in denial. They were saying there was no particular problem, that the police were properly resourced. In fact, this is an admission that the police have been asked to do too much with too little for quite a long time now. And I'm sure there'll be some very happy officers knowing that they'll be able to return to a proper level of service, and indeed they might be able to even get some overdue leave and time off, which the police have struggled to do over the last 12 or more months.
So do you think this policy is going to solve the growing crime rate?
This will help the police manage offending. It won't necessarily reduce offending. What we need to see alongside this announcement of restoring the numbers of police is that we need to get serious and realise that there is a major mental health crisis in New Zealand. Again, the government sadly has been in denial about this. It's clear that a great deal of work is falling onto the police because there are people in the community who have got unmet mental health needs, and indeed who have got unmet needs around drug and alcohol treatment. P, for example, a person who self-refers or is sent by the courts or probation to get treatment for P addiction in Auckland is looking at something like a 12-week stand down until they can be absorbed onto a program, and that's completely inadequate. It's just ridiculous given the scale of that problem. So alongside the increase in police numbers, we need a serious investment into dealing with some of these major causes of offending, and clearly mental health challenges and drug and alcohol abuse and dependencies are part of that, and that needs to be the next piece in the jigsaw to make our community safer.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything that the Greens would like to see?
We would also invest heavily in providing support services for people who are being released from prison. The police can do a certain amount in terms of managing these people, but really what the needs are typically is for housing, employment, just somewhere to touch base when things start going wrong and when people might be thinking about reoffending. So we would also invest a great deal more in dealing with the problems, the very real problems that confront people who are trying to get away from a life of offending, who are trying to leave their criminal time behind them. And that's something that people do need some support to achieve.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.